covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
Monday, Monday. So good to be.
Well, the battle over no-fault insurance in Michigan is heating up again. There's a big push by some to change the way we insure our automobiles and ourselves in this state, and some would like to see it happen before Thanksgiving of this year. Joining me now is John Prosser, the Vice President of Health Partners Incorporated. John, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure to have you here, John. There is this big push underway. Some say if they don't get to it this year, they'll put it on the ballot for next year. And you say, listen, do we pay a bit more than a lot of places? We do, but you said it's been in place since 1976. It's a good system that protects people if they get injured in a catastrophic way. Please explain.
Well, it's not just a good system, Steve. It's the system. It's the finest model in America for the care, the recovery, and the rehabilitation of catastrophic injuries sustained in an automobile accident. And our legislature was prescient and singularly wise 40-some years ago when they manifested this resource. And I think a lot of people fail to understand the history behind it. We recognized as a society that we build the cars that people are injured in. We can come up with a better way of taking care of them for a lifetime if something terrible happens. And so that was the idea behind the evolution of lifetime medical benefits. Of note is the drivers pay for this system for about $3 a week, $150 a year. You are guaranteed you are not going to go bankrupt due to medical bills associated with a catastrophic auto accident. In every other state in America, Steve, that's what happens to those poor souls that suffer a brain injury or a spinal cord injury. We have saved billions by avoiding the cost shift onto Medicaid, which doesn't give people what they need anyway. And Michigan has created tens of thousands of jobs, high-tech healthcare jobs with physicians and nurses taking care of this population. We do it the best in America, and these erroneous notions that we should somehow tear down this proven and successful model is terribly misguided. There's a lot of ways to reduce cost associated with insurance policies that, by the way, you and I are required to pay for.
Right.
I mean, of interest, Steve, you might note that in 2011, insurance companies brought in $6.8 billion in private passenger auto premiums, and they paid out some $4.7 billion in losses. So there's a $2 billion profit.
2.1.
Premiums that you're required to buy.
Right. Now I understand that. Now here's what I take away from that. Instead of somebody that has been catastrophically injured with grievous injuries becoming a ward of the state, if you will, and pushed onto Medicaid for the taxpayers to fund, it's the right drivers of Michigan. However, I do have a question about this, and I've always wondered about this. The fee goes to the automobile itself, correct? $150, give or take, to the car, but not really to the driver. The driver that owns the car pays, but if you have a carload of people, four of them, and they're in a bad accident, they're all hurt, only one of those people paid for the catastrophic care. Is that correct?
That's correct. The owner of the vehicle is the one that's required to pay the assessment into the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association, or the MCCA, which presently has about $20 billion of driver's cash in it.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, didn't John Engler tell us back in the late 1990s there was $5.4 billion in that fund, and he thought at that time it was overfunded?
Well, you're absolutely correct, and it was a larger amount, but what he did do in concert with the entire legislature is refund about $3 billion directly to drivers. There's proof right there that this is the finest model ever built. The anticipatory needs were smaller than the actual real needs paid out every year, and that's still true today. We take in approximately $1.3 billion in fees. We earn about a similar amount in interest, and we only pay out about $1.2 billion in claims against the people that have those terrible injuries.
So what about those, the politicians, both sides of the aisle say, listen, we need to get rid of this. It's too expensive for Michigan drivers. Michigan drivers are paying far more than everybody else. And, we need to give them a break. We need to do it immediately. And they're actually pushing to get it done before Thanksgiving. What do you say to the people that say this is a bad system?
Well, I I say you have to be honest and imagine that this happens to you or your loved one and drill down and study this across the nation, as many people have. We're the only state that has lifetime benefits, which means everyone in every other state goes bankrupt as a result of medical bills. They get cost-shifted to Medicaid, which is the number one line item in every state budget right now. And sadly, that reality does not give people the benefits that are contained in the Michigan model. Now, in terms of lowering costs, there's all kinds of things that could be done, which heretofore our legislature has not done. And that would be, like, number one, empower Michigan's insurance commissioner to stop auto insurers from charging excessive prices. Auto insurers are the ones who set the rates. So, yeah, it's true, we're ranked third in terms of cost. Most importantly, Steve, we have the greatest value in America. I mean, you could live less expensively if you didn't have windows on your house, but that wouldn't be very wise and it wouldn't be very safe. If you're driving around in an automobile and you don't have the coverage you need, every day 800 people in America have a brain injury in an auto accident, and every day 50 people are paralyzed in an auto accident. Those numbers are real. They go up and they go down, but they're real numbers, and those people are going to go bankrupt if they don't live in Michigan. So
I'm guessing we pay less.
Throw the baby out with the bathwater.
I'm guessing we pay less than California is one of those states. I'm going to guess. I don't know. Maybe New York would be the other one. But third highest. So when people tell me we pay the most insurance in the country, that's an exaggeration.
Well, that is correct. And then that doesn't even count the fact that the distillation number of being ranked third includes the outliers that the insurance companies actually write. So in other words, when they charge someone $6,000 for a policy in Detroit, it's because they want to avoid the collision and the theft. Those are the real cost drivers in auto insurance. Now, you hear some people say, oh, it's medical claims. It's absolutely poppycock. Look on your face sheet and note that the allocation decided for by the actuaries at the insurance company say 15% of your policy goes to your medical bills. There is no greater value in the world, in America, anywhere, than this policy. For $3 a week, $150 a year, you are protected against bankruptcy. You get lifetime care funded by drivers for drivers. It's compassionate. It's economically viable. It works. The insurance companies are simply trying to guard their profits at all costs, and the only way that they have proposed is to reduce the benefit level so that they can continue with their profits, you know, disrespecting and disregarding the needs of real people that have catastrophic injuries.
John Prosser here, Vice President of Health Partners. Apparently, it's the greatest bargain in the history of the world. I've just learned that, John. I appreciate that. all right, I'm going to give you the last word here because this is a fight that really is ratcheting up, and these two things are going to collide. Your side and the other side are going to collide here probably in the next few weeks on several occasions. So I'll give you the last word.
Well, as a board member of the Coalition Protecting Auto No Fault, I counsel all of my brothers and sisters that are listening in your audience that drive an automobile, go to protectnofault.org, learn about your rights and your benefits, learn about the issues, and then call your senator, call your representative, and insist on transparency of your $20 billion in the MCCA, insist on committee hearings put forth by Lana Feist to seek the actual truth regarding the assertions by insurance companies. There's a lot of mistruths out there. At the end of the day, if you care about those that you love, that riding an automobile, you need to protect what the insurance industry itself calls the finest model in America for the care of these people. That's protectnofault.org, and that's the website for the Coalition Protecting Auto No Fault.
John Prosser.
Who will be, Steve, at the Brain Injury Conference in Michigan in Lansing.
John Prosser, always a pleasure, and always gets it all in. We'll be right back.